Iraq, 46. Babylon.
What are you doing?
Some strange internet searches about Babylon.
Babylon? Where's that?
It's actually in Babil province, Iraq, around 50 miles south of Baghdad, but nowadays it doesn't really exist anymore.
Isn't the word Babylon Greek? In the Bible, in Genesis, it's translated from Babel, which means confusion.
Yes, it's the variant of Akkadian Babelu, which means gateway of the god. Iraq didn't exist then. It was called Mesopotamia.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon. It says here that they were one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
It was the holy city of Babylonia from around 2300 BC.
2300 BC? The oldest mention of Babylon is even before that, though.
They found a stone tablet from 2400 BC, during the reign of Sargon of Akkad, whoever he was.
Ancient kings always have such interesting names. It says that after that, its power and population waned. I wonder why.
It seems like it was controlled by many different types of people. Maybe the locals never knew where their next king would come from.
They didn't mind too much, because here it says that Babylon was perhaps the biggest city in the world, from 1770 to 1670 BC, and again from 612 and 320 BC.
Yes, its population was over 200,000 people. In those days, that was a massive amount of people.
The design of the city sounds pretty interesting, too. They built it on both sides of the Euphrates River and joined the sides together to form a square. Can you still see it today?
I think so, because in the 1980s, Saddam Hussein started to rebuild the city.
It says here that he put his name on every single brick. Why?
It's because when the ancient kings built the city, they engraved on the bricks who built what.
He also installed a huge portrait of himself. The local people must have stolen all of these things since Saddam's downfall.
Yes, and they've stopped the reconstruction project. It's a shame that a place which was once so beautiful is now only famous for war. Thank you.